Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Let's talk money now. Mary Holm, our personal finance expert, is in studio with me. We do very much appreciate you coming in every couple of weeks, Mary. Great to see you.
Oh, thanks, Jesse. Before we go, War of the Worlds that you were talking about before, I love it. And I especially love Richard Burton reading the H.G. Wells story. Yeah, his voice on that is just phenomenal. But so is the music. It's fantastic.
We might, Sam, we might have a bit of Richard Burton's voice. Do you have that track ready to go there? It's called The Eve of War. It's about 30 seconds of Richard Burton at the start, I believe. Let's have a listen. Here it comes. Now, this is the music. But do you have the 30 seconds before the music kicks in? Would you cut that off like I asked you to? No, okay. You find it. We'll do a Richard Burton special at the end of the Mary Holm personal finance expert.
No, it's great. And do you remember, well, reading about in 1938, I looked it up, they had H.G. Wells, I think himself, Orson Welles, reading the War of the Worlds on the radio in America, and people thought it was real and panicked because they thought the world was really being taken over by Martians.
I have heard that story before, but I have subsequently heard that that's a little apocryphal, that really people didn't buy it, that it was just such a good story.
The thing I just read before I came on actually said there weren't that many people listening, so it wasn't big a panic.
It wasn't like the whole country stopped, but the people who were did,
But I really recommend people listening to the musical version that you're talking about because it's gripping. And you think, how the heck are they going to resolve? The Martians are, you know, winning. And the way he resolves the story is really clever, so it's good listening.
Let's just take a little listen to Richard Burton. Here it is.
No one would have believed in the last years of the 19th century that human affairs were being watched from the timeless worlds of space. No one could have dreamed we were being scrutinized as someone with a microscope studies creatures that swarm and multiply in a drop of water. Few men even considered the possibility of life on other planets. And yet, across the Gulf of Space, minds immeasurably superior to ours regarded this earth with envious eyes. And slowly and surely, they drew their plans against us.
Yeah, well, that's a great delivery, isn't it?
Yeah, fantastic voice.
Thank you, Mary, for the prompt.
It hasn't got a lot to do with dollar cost averaging. perhaps I'm putting off.
You're a magician revealing your tricks this week.
Yes, something like that. And I have to say first that I'm wary about too many numbers when I either talk to you on the radio or I write.
It's a bit different. It's a bit different when you're writing too, because people can actually take it at their own pace and go back and have a look. But when you're taking it in through your ears, it can be tricky. Yeah.
Yes, really. And but having said that, I thought if we sort of explain these two ideas slowly, they're awfully helpful for people. So, and whether you're investing in KiwiSaver or property or managed funds or almost any investing at all, actually, they can help with. So the last time when you and I were on, you might remember we were talking about KiwiSaver aggressive funds in 2023 earning a return of 15%. Mm. And I said to you, because you're much better at quick arithmetic than I am, okay, Jesse, 15 into 72. Mm. And you came up with nearly 5.
Yeah.
And that says that your money, if it's earning 15%, if it's just sitting there, earning 15% will double in 5 years. You divide your number into 72 and it tells you how quickly the money will double.
Yes.
So
if you're paying 4%, you do 72 divided by 4, which is 18, And it means if you're being paid 4% a year, your money will double
in 18 years. That's right. It's so it's now. Look, I have to say up front here that it doesn't really apply. This one doesn't really apply to KiwiSaver because people are continuing to contribute, and so their money will double a lot faster because they're keeping on contributing. It applies to just a lump sum that you've put in and left it there. And it also applies to house prices, etc. So to explain it a bit more, if you're looking at how long it'll take for an investment to double, and you know that its return is, well, the example we were just giving is 15%. You divide 15 into 72, just roughly, and it gives you your answer of about 5 years to double. If you wanted your money to double in 6 years, you say, okay, 6 is into 72, it's going to take 12 years to double. So, if you wanted your money to double in 6 years, you need to make 12% return on it. Yes, which is high. So if you're saying, I'm going to put that inheritance or something like that I've got in the bank, and they're paying me 6%, which currently they might be, but that's not going to last actually. But if it were to last at 6%, then the money should double in 12 years.
Because 72 divided by your interest rate 6 is 12. So 72 is the number you need
72
to remember.
Is the number to keep remembering. And
this takes into account compounding interest as
Yes, it does. Mm. Yes, it does. 72 is a very handy number because you can divide it by, I wrote it down, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8, 9, 12, 18, 24 and 36 all divide into 72. When I was just looking at the more complicated maths on this, and it is only an approximation. It works best for numbers around 8%, so 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, those sort of numbers it works really well for. If you're getting to numbers that are a bit further from 8, but when I looked it through it, it's if they're lower than 3 or higher than 15, then you're really starting to get to be somewhat inaccurate. As long as it's between 3 and 15, if you're earning 3 to 15%, or if your money doubled in 3 years or anything up to 15 years, it works pretty it's only an approximation, and so if you really want to know, there are plenty of online calculators you can use, but it's more kind of just you're vaguely thinking of something, and you want to just see how long it's going to take to double. You divide the return you're expecting to get into 72, and if you want to say it has doubled, what return did I make? So that might be...
House prices, right? Yes. You bought a house for $500,000. You got a valuation and it was $1 million.
Yes.
And you thought, well, you bought this 12 years ago, so what rate of return have we got?
Yes.
12 into 72, we've got 6% a year.
6% is what you've made a year. Yes, I had a press release recently come into my inbox that said the values of many houses in many regions had doubled in 10 years to the end of 2023. And they were kind of trumpeting that as if it was fantastic, I thought. And if you divide 10 years into 72, you get a return of roughly 7% a year, which is good. It's awfully good. But it's not as fast as some people might have thought house prices
were. It's not stratospheric.
Rising. No.
It would be about what you get from shares over the same period.
That's right. Mm. That's right. For a while, their house prices were rising quite a lot faster than that, but then recently they've been going down. And so when you average it overall, for a lot of parts of New Zealand, in the last 10 years, it's been rising by about 7% a year. A very good, healthy return, but not extraordinary. And then you might say, I inherited money 12 years ago and it's doubled. I put it into an investment and it's doubled. divide 12 into 72, that means your average return was 6%. So I hope people are getting an idea of this. You know, you can look it up online too, of course. It's called the Rule of 72.
Yep, great.
To get the hang of it. And it's certainly not something you have to know, but it's quite useful.
Thank you.
Now, the other one is dollar cost averaging, I wanted to talk about. And this one's perhaps got more applications in that it's about the power of drip feeding into an investment. And KiwiSaver is a classic example of that, of course. But it's a really good idea if you're making other investments to just, you know, other savings to just drip feed into that too and set it up automatically. So you might, if you're trying to save for a holiday or something and you set up automatic feeding transfers of money into a particular savings account of $100 a week or $100 a month or whatever, that's a really good way to do it, partly because it stops you, you don't forget it, you just, it's happening automatically. But you also benefit from what's called dollar cost averaging. So to explain it, I don't like the title, by the way. I think dollar cost averaging is just a confusing title.
Yeah. Sounds like something economists enjoy using.
Yes, to confuse everybody
else. Language that is impenetrable, yeah.
Yes. So I thought of an example that might...
Let's call it buy more when the going's good.
Yeah, look... It's,
maybe not.
Well, buy more when it's
cheap, yeah.
Actually, is what it amounts to. So I thought an example with avocados might help.
Yes.
Sometimes they cost about, let's say, $2.
Yeah.
And sometimes I reckon they could get as high as 10. Let's just say they sometimes get as high as 10. So let's say you're going to spend $10 on avocados. When they're only costing $2, you can get five of them. When they're costing $10, you only get one. So in these two periods, you've got six avos, five when they were cheap, one when they were expensive. And, okay, so now let's look at the average price you've paid. The average, we've got $2 and $10, so the average price is halfway between those two, which is $6. So you'd think, okay, you've got six avos, and the average price is $6, you would think that you would have paid in total $36. Six avos at $6 is $36. But in fact, you, going back, spent two lots of $10. You spent $10 and bought one, and then another time you spent $10 and bought five. So you actually only spent $20 in total, two lots of 10, whereas you would have thought you would have bought spent $36, nearly twice as much.
Yeah.
And it's simply because you bought more when they were cheaper.
Mm.
And we do that to some extent with avos and other seasonal fruit and veg, buy more when they're cheap. But with something like KiwiSaver or any other fund or any investment, it could be individual shares. You might say, I want to build up a big stack of shares in a certain company, I'm going to buy 10 shares every month this year. And it would work the same in that sort of situation as well. And for self-employed people or people not employed,
Hang on, if you committed to buying 10 shares a month, you would get 10 shares whether they
were
high or low.
Sorry, you're right, Jesse, it was a trap for you. No.
But if you committed to spending $100 a month.
Yes, you're absolutely, good catch, yes, you're absolutely right. I got that wrong. Yeah. You should commit to spending the same amount of money, so you buy more when the shares are cheaper, or when in KiwiSaver, you're buying units, and the value of the units goes up and down. Most people don't worry about that. It's not really relevant, but that is what you're buying, and the value of the units goes down when the market goes down. So your fixed amount of purchase buys more when they're cheaper.
And would this be right? Like, you don't know when it's going to be cheapest. So the best thing to do is to commit the same amount each month, and that guarantees that you will buy the most when they're cheap.
Yes, you'll get more when they're cheap.
Yeah.
That's right. That yes, exactly. We can't predict markets. Everybody knows that, please. So It is best to just set up the same amount, which happens for employees and KiwiSaver anyway, but in any other situation. So it means, because it's otherwise it's counterintuitive. People tend to say, oh, the market's gone down, I'm not going to invest this month.
Mm.
It's not looking good.
True, and better suspend my payments until the market goes up again. Yeah.
In fact, I think I've got somebody doing that in my column this weekend in the Herald, actually. She said, oh, I got out of the market because the share market went down, and I wrote back and said, no, don't do that. since then, it's come back up again, and she's got back in. Well, not the smartest thing to do. You want to be in there when they're cheap. So now, just one other quick point. Have we got time, or
go ahead.
We're running short? I've had experts say to me, Mary, you need to point out that if someone gets a lump sum, they might have, maybe they sold the batch or sold a business or an inheritance or won the lotto. If they get a lump sum, not a good idea to drip feed that in. It's better to put the whole lot in at once, because if you're putting it into a share market investment or a share fund or something like that, that tends on average to earn higher returns over time.
You're better in than out.
Better in than out, absolutely. But some research has suggested that is in fact right when you look at the numbers versus, say, drip feeding over 6 months. It's better to put it all in at once. But it didn't make that much difference. And my concern is that people quite often, if they're going to put it all in one lump sum, they kind of sit on the sidelines and worry, oh, is this the right time to do it? Oh, I'll wait a bit longer. And so meanwhile, it's staying in a bank and not earning as much. So psychologically, it's better as well. So I think in those situations, it's best to divide it into maybe 3 or 4 and put them in, say, one this month, one next month, one month after, one month after.
And don't lose your nerve. Don't watch the market and think, oh, I'm going to change the date on that one because I don't like the way things are going.
Just remember, if the market's going down, you're getting more.
Yeah.
And it'll come back up again. It always does.
Okay.
Yes.
Lovely, Mary. Great Thanks, session. Jessie. Thank you. Mary Holm.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.